Thank you, Chair. We appreciate this opportunity to have this interactive discussion, and we deeply value your steering of the work. It's a difficult position to be in, but we believe that this has been very useful to hear the divergent views, to see how we could reflect some converging elements in this report. And in that context, I would like to return to Para 19 and 20. On Para 19, we have heard views this morning as well. We also share this understanding that this is not meant to define these weapon systems, but it certainly offers characterization of those systems that we are talking about in this report, whether we want to prohibit certain elements of it, whether we want to regulate certain elements of it. So with this understanding, we believe that this characterization is very useful, and we certainly would not like to lower the benchmark here by introducing caveats in the existing text of Para 19. On Para 20, we talked about it yesterday as well, that this is, in our view, one of the most important paragraphs of this report. And from how we see it, we do not see this paragraph just attempting to reiterate the basic principles of IHL. In our view, the mandate of this GGE is clear. It's not just to consider how IHL applies to these weapon systems, but we have to discuss and intensify consideration of proposals and attempt to elaborate by consensus possible measures. And we have to take into account the existing existing protocols of this convention. And if during the course of negotiations of those protocols, we had limited ourselves just to the interpretation of IHL, we would not have been able to agree on those in the first place. So with this understanding, we would encourage consideration of paragraph 20 in its entirety, and not just regarding the applicability of IHL. We support the proposed additions that have been made to insert references of international law and ethical imperatives as well. And we believe that together with the proposal of Para 16 bis or 17 bis, however you may refer to it, this provides a good gateway and is consistent with also the chapeau of the guiding principles that we had agreed, that our work is rooted not only in IHL, but international law and ethical imperatives as well. With this understanding, we would approach paragraph 20 to see what we can add here in this tier as we move forward, and not just what is already contained in IHL or in our previous understandings. We also view that IHL applies fully to the development of weapon systems and not just the use. And this is clear from the guiding principle A of 2019. And with that in mind, we would support the proposals that have been put forward by many delegates of inserting the word developed in this sentence. Thank you.